And welcome. It is that more Celebrity Apprentice recap. Now it's on to the power rankings. That's right. Midweek. Let's go to it. Joey has gone ahead, gone into the lab, looked into the crystal ball, stolen some algorithms, and put it together and come up with this week's power rankings. Joey, are you ready to reveal the power rankings for Celebrity Apprentice for this week?
Oh, man. I'm so excited. These rankings were real interesting to put together this time around. I had a lot of fun doing it, so let's get going.
All right, let's get going. Now, do you want to go over who is at the bottom of the list here? Are there any changes, any big changes in the fired section? Because we know now that we've got only 7 people that are still actually in the game, so everybody else is in the fired category. Any big changes that you want to talk about that are in the bottom part?
It's, I wouldn't say they're big changes. I was kind of disappointed that Kate went out. We talked about that in our podcast the other day, of course. I actually had her ranked going into the last episode at number 6. So, and I thought that overall she had a strong performance, but she got fired. So she has to go into the fired section. And so she drops from 6 all the way down to number 10, which is sort of unfortunate. She's going to rise up as other people get fired along the way, but she slots in the order of Kevin Jonas being number 8 or the first one among the people fired.
Yep.
Then Lorenzo Lamas, then Kate, and then comes everybody's favorite, Sig Hansen.
Sig Hansen there at 11. He's higher than Terrell and Keisha and Gilbert. And the Olympians, I'm trying to think if this is surprising. I'm looking at where he is on that list. And you know what? I guess I would probably slot him about the same. Kevin Jonas, still the player with Mystique at 11. Oh, I'm sorry, at number 8. He's the – just – it's so funny. He's second fired, but it's still the guy that you look at and say, if only if that guy was still around, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It would have been really a little bit more fun to have him around and – you know, he brought some insanity, but he also brought some interesting sanity as well. So I still think we're going to see him back. At least I hope he will, and he'll light things up. And who knows, when some of these fired people come back,
yes,
you know, maybe that can change their ranking as well.
I'll tell you what, they are unquestionably asking him to come back. Whether he does it or not, I don't know, since it's been so long since they recorded it. Maybe he's moved on. Is all right, look, I really don't want to remember that I did this dumb thing, but there's no question that they're going to ask him back, right? He's got to be the first guy on the list that they call.
I think so. I don't know how you can entice him. He's, you know, the only way he would want to come back, I mean, because he's not going to be impressed by money or moved by, you know, exposure or anything like that. It's going to be, you know, what his own personal feelings are about how he, you know, how he left the show. So, you know, if they can play on that heartstring, maybe they get him back. I don't know. I hope he does come back, though.
All right, so let's get on to the Magnificent 7, the people that are still in the game. Who do you have at number 7?
Number 7, falling from number 9 last week, which is kind of the same thing as being in last place among the people who are still active, is Johnny Damon.
All right, Johnny Damon is basically right now, Johnny Damon is just waiting to move down into the fired category, right? That's all that's going on here. We're just waiting to move him down.
I don't know how he's lasted this long doing so little. It's really amazing. And he almost never really gets called out for anything.
No.
You know, there's a couple of people that have been like that, you know, on this show that have somehow, despite their lack of contributions, have really not been dinged up or beaten up. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. He seems to be such a nice guy, just kind of floating on through. But you know that whatever it is that his number is up next, it's just, that's it. Like when his number is called, his number will actually be up. He's just waiting. He's just waiting as far as I'm concerned. Okay, who's number 6?
Number 6 is everybody's favorite, Kenya Moore.
Now, and really, Joey, how do you have Kenya this far down on the list? She's already won. Actually, I guess everybody on the list probably has already won at least once, but you don't find her to be a strong player. Honestly, I think I would have had her a little bit higher on this list. I'm a little surprised that you got her there at number 6.
I don't know. Could you imagine Omarosa winning? Because this is what we have here, the modern-day version of Omarosa. Well, you know, there's no way that a person like that is going to win Celebrity Apprentice, a person that just creates a trail of hate behind her everywhere she goes. I just can't see it.
But you have her lower than Brandi Glanville?
Yes, and, you know, what hurt Kenya in my mind was as soon as the two got split up, Kenya went to the other team and more hate ensued. Whereas Brandi doesn't have everybody hating on her all the time and starting drama with everybody all the time the way Kenya does. For Kenya to go into it with both Kate and Vivica, you know, basically the only other two women on the team, you know, and to start, you know, catfighting it out right there in the boardroom – To me, it was. I also thought she should have been fired, you know, last week. But anyway, I understand that she's got some talent, she's got some good ideas, but her personality is just so overbearing that I can't imagine that she could actually win this game. And that's really a big part of the philosophy of this. It's not who's going to survive next week as much as who has the best chance of winning, in my opinion. And I can't see it at all.
Honestly, I think you're off the mark. I think you're just way off the mark here, my friend. And if I can call you that still. Now, who is that number five?
Number five is Vivica A. Fox.
Okay. Vivica A. Fox at number five. I'm okay with that. Yeah, it was not – I'll tell you what. This week was definitely not really a good week for her, right? Not a good week for her?
Right. And, you know, she had been number three. And before that, I think I originally had her maybe at number two. She's a person who presented herself so well early on, and she's continued to allow herself to kind of get, you know, down and dirty, you know, in the mud a little bit. And this time it was Kenya Moore that dragged her down. And, you know, ultimately she just didn't look great in the episode.
Yeah, she is the kind of person that at the very beginning, it's all about politeness and class. And then in the boardroom – go ahead and say the wrong thing, and she'll talk about your moon cycle, or she'll talk about, you know, she talked about how she is another person. Add her to the list of people who has accused Kenya of having a fake booty.
She sure did. She sure went out of her way to make sure that was her opinion.
Which, by the way, can we get to the bottom of this? No pun intended. Number four. Who's number four this week?
Brandi Glanville.
Who would have ever guessed that Brandi Glanville, who seemed to be, honestly, outside of the Olympians, just a fairly useless person on Celebrity Apprentice, would be at number four? I can't believe that she won a task and that she's still around.
Yeah, so, I mean, there you go. She's still around. She won a task. She didn't create a whole bunch of hate. Of course she's going to be above Kenya. And she's actually risen above Vivica, which is shocking even to me. She was actually at number seven going into last week's Monday's episode. And here she is at number four. She's really, all of a sudden, a dark horse to win this thing. Can that actually happen?
No, that can't happen. That's not going to happen. There's no chance of it happening. This is you maybe just spending a little bit too much time with all of the glue that you have in the house or something. I think you're crazy about this. You know, as much as we love Salinas native Brandi Glanville, it's just no way that she wins this. No way. I'm putting it at 0%. In fact, I would say there's Johnny Damon, and then there's Brandi Glanville, and then there's a little bit of a gap before we get to everybody else. That's how I'm looking at the pack here. Who's number three?
Number three, Ian. Don't call him Ian. Ian Ziering.
Ian Ziering. You know what? I'll tell you what. I'm a little surprised that you have him at three. I honestly thought he would be at number two this week.
Well, you know, last week he was at four. He did move up this week to number three. So I think, you know, as I wrote here in the rankings, you know, in the little explainer box, I think he'd actually be winning this game if it weren't for those other pesky people he has to play with.
Yeah. I'm sure he believes that he's winning this game.
Exactly. Just ask him.
That is the one downfall with that guy. He's such a freaking blowhard. But he did win this week. He has – I don't know. I think I might have him a little higher because who do we have now at number two? Let's get to that.
Holding steady. At number two, for the second consecutive week, Geraldo Rivera.
Geraldo, who Lisa Gibbons referred to as the Teflon Man. See, I'm thinking that Geraldo may have gone down a little bit. He's lost. Now, the last four tasks, he's been on the losing side.
Fair enough. And yet, throughout all of that, as Lisa noted, he is made of Teflon. You know, and, you know, so he's making these contributions. Some of them stink. But he's not going down in the boardroom. He's not even close to going down in the boardroom. And if you remember when this show first started, he was always one of the guys that was brought back into the boardroom. But he has sort of receded into the background in terms of looking for a scapegoat. No one even tries. No one even goes there anymore. And I think that he has learned to keep his mouth shut in the boardroom when the attention is on other people that are trying to defend their performance.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And I also think Trump likes him. I just yes. think that's the case.
Yeah.
So, you know, to me, it makes sense. I can definitely see him winning this thing. You know, it's going to become more of a dogfight, you know, here in the closing episodes to come. I like him at number two. And so that's why he's there once again.
If Geraldo wins, Twitter will explode. It will implode upon itself because there's so much Geraldo hate. He's had the last few weeks have been definitely rough for him. He is a little bit more likable, but you know, it's funny because here was a week where he definitely could have gotten the boot during the boat challenge with Sig, since people specifically wrote that they did not like him. Like, the things that they did not like, I think when you're name-checked on the things that people don't like, that could be a serious problem. But
It should be.
It should be. But nobody was there to push him right under the boat. Nobody did it. Nope. They just let it go. And he's still around.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so obviously there's going to be no surprise here at number one. Go ahead. Who's our number one?
For the second week in a row, it's Lisa Gibbons.
Mm-hmm. This is no surprise. And I'm trying to think if at the beginning I would have looked at Lisa and said, yep, she's going to be there. And I think you kind of did, right, from week one. And she wasn't even all that present. Like, her presence was not big in week one. But there's just something about her that comes across as smart and classy and capable.
And together. Like, just like she's just like a together person. She's never rattled. You know, I keep waiting to see the quote unquote real Lisa, you know, but she's been the same person now that she's been from the beginning. But, you know, here's the thing that I find interesting about her is that I think that she's kicking ass on this show. I think she's dominating the show, and I think nobody knows it. Nobody talks about her as a threat. Nobody talks about the amazing job that she does. Every time she opens her mouth, it doesn't matter if it's in the boardroom or during the task, she's in a car, it doesn't matter where she is, she opens her mouth and there's gold bricks that come flying out. It's incredible, and yet nobody seems to be saying, wow, that Lisa, she's really amazing. I don't know how you can dominate a game as much as she is and have everybody around you seemingly oblivious to that fact.
You know what? I'll tell you what. You have a very good point here, because a lot of times when things are going wrong on the side that she's on, she knows exactly what's going wrong. This will not work with the judges. What they're doing here, this is off task. They are now not doing what the people are looking for. They're doing something else, and that's going to be our biggest problem. Like, you know, she's always able to identify what does work and what doesn't work. And nobody seems to pick up on it. She seems to only be telling us these things. And, yeah, she's just been steady the entire time. So, no surprise. Honestly, couldn't argue that one. You know, she is most definitely number one. How surprised will you be if she is not in the finals at this point?
Oh, I'll be amazed. But I think it's going to come down to someone making a devastating mistake, you know, at this point. I mean, with the exception of Johnny, you know, anybody here is probably – you're probably going to have to really screw this thing up. You know, it's probably going to be more than ever on the project managers now, because I think people are you know, by and large more capable. There's only one guy that's, you know, just not really carrying his jock, so to speak. and everybody else.
Johnny Damon.
Everybody else is alive. You know, like every, you know, we don't have any more Olympic athletes that are just sort of like you have to check their pulse every now and then to make sure they're still alive. Everybody here is alive and well and ready to fight. And I don't know. I just, you know, I guess going back to the whole Lisa thing that amazes me is that nobody's even really talking about anybody as a threat to win the game, right? Don't you feel like everybody's just talking about like, oh, you gotta beat the other team.
Yes.
So that we don't go back to the boardroom rather than, hey, I can win this whole game.
Yes.
You know?
The only person who talks about themselves that way on the show is Ian. Ian, I hear him talking about, you know, winning and how wonderful it would be and, you know, how he's looking to do it. And he is the one guy that I hear that talking that way. Now, before we get out of here, give me some predictions, because I have some in my head about what's going on this week, what's coming up this week. Give me two people that you think are going to be out of here.
Oh boy, I think Kenya's got to go, especially based on that teaser. I can't imagine her hanging around. I mean, unless Trump really believes that Vivica is the one that you know, made the awful tweet, whatever the tweet was. I can't imagine that Trump is not going to fire one of those two people.
Yes. One of them has got to go. So you're leaning towards Kenya on that one.
I'm leaning 99% on that, because in the end, if it's going to be, who do you believe? You know, if it's a she versus she kind of a thing, he's not going to disbelieve Vivica over Kenya, right? I think he's going to put more faith in Vivica telling the truth than Kenya, I think.
The way I see it is what can we actually prove? And the only thing that we can prove is that there was a tweet that showed up on Vivica Fox's timeline. I think she's going home this week. And if I'm going to pick one more person, because there's two tasks, I'm looking at Brandy. I think maybe Johnny Damon can hide in the shadows for another week. Those are my two right there. Just putting it out there.
No chance.
Vivica and Brandy going home this week.
No chance. Brandy hangs around. I really do believe that she is a dark horse to win this thing. I am not kidding you. Especially with Kenya on the other team, she now gets to relax, because, you know, as annoying as she has been at times, it's been generated by the presence of Kenya. And now that Kenya's gone, I think she gets to relax and maybe become, you know, more in control of her, you know, impulses and can probably make stronger contributions. I think Brandy is a real dark horse to win this thing. She's not getting fired. I think Kenya gets fired, and I'll go with Johnny.
All right. Well, fair enough. We'll find out Monday night. Of course, after Celebrity Apprentice ends, and if you want to hang out with me and Joey live after Celebrity Apprentice ends, go and we'll be hanging out on YouTube doing the Celebrity Apprentice recap live. If you need a link, head on over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Celeb Apprentice Recap. All right, that's it for this week. We'll see you on Monday night. Say goodnight to everyone, Joey.
Audience, you're fired.